particular in the Bridgend area where there is an increase in traffic movement. Now, that is directly impacting Bridgend School. So I am asking that this school is looked at to be prioritised for safety measures. I'm looking for a raised pedestrian crossing that will act as a crossing for the students, and it will also physically slow down the traffic on this road. The parents and locals signed a petition and presented to the council a few years ago. Basically, the policies, etc., stopped this from going ahead, but I'm asking now that this council revisit that and look at the design manual for Orb and Rural Street. And under section 432 of that same document, raised pedestrian crossings are allowed at this school. So I'm asking the council to give me an undertaking that they will put in a raised crossing at this school, because safety is paramount for these children crossing the road every day to go to that school. Need the council to get this prioritised right away.
And indeed, you went so far as to say that if there is no budget for it, you would use your own members' allocation.
That is correct. If there's not a budget for it, if the budget is preventing them from putting in that raised pedestrian crossing being developed, I will pay myself out of my members' allocation for the raised pedestrian crossing. No problem at all. But I don't see the budget being a problem. But if it is a problem, I have no problem whatsoever putting my full allocation towards that.
And in supporting your motion, Councillor Kieran Brogan, he says that in relation to these kind of issues, a common sense approach is needed.
The situation is, at the moment, the policy regarding the installation of ramps needs to be revisited, because the council and the roads authority are not in favour of putting in ramps. So Kieran Brogan and myself are looking for the council to revisit those policies and allow the council and allow people to put on ramps, because that is the only way that we are going to slow the traffic down, is physically slow them down, putting signs here and there and everywhere. It works for a small period of time, but it doesn't work all the time. So if you put on a physical ramp, that's why a raised pedestrian crossing will work at that school.